Well, I'm excited to coach you today.
Yeah, I'm excited we're here.
That's great. So am I.
You're catching me in the middle of lots of action.
Lots of action?
Yes.
What do you mean, lots of action? You mean your day is filled with?
It's just the middle of the week. It's been a busy, crazy, productive roller coaster of a week.
But I heard not only crazy and roller coaster, but productive as well.
Oh, yes.
So it sounds like it's all good.
Oh, it's been a good week.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's great. And it's almost over. It's this Thursday.
I know. And we get the company that I've been contracting for, we get summer Fridays. So we're off at noon on Friday.
Oh, terrific. So you have the rest of today and then tomorrow till noon.
Right.
Terrific. So what did you want to talk about today?
I wanted to kind of take the action items that we talked about last time.
Great.
And just talk about each one a little bit.
Okay.
So we're sort of like in the middle of the action. So it's taking inventory of what's happened.
Okay.
Since we last talked, and then setting our next action steps.
Okay. Terrific.
So,
terrific.
So there's my job. There's the retreat concept we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
There's my coaching. So that maybe that sort of triangle of activities and the different action steps I've taken with each. Is there one you would like to approach first?
No. What feels like a priority to you at this point?
Well, let me sort of get off my chest what's been happening at work.
Okay. You know what I'm going to ask you to do?
Yep.
Because you sound a little bit rushed.
Yep.
Let's just stop and take a deep breath.
Thank you.
You know, just take, let's take a moment, okay?
Okay.
To just take a deep breath, breathe in, nice deep breath, and breathe out.
That's nice.
Great. You let me know when you're ready.
Okay. So a lot of exciting things have been going on. It's interesting since we've been doing the coaching this summer how actually, you made a comment on our as I was getting off of our last call that caught my attention. That I don't know if you know you said it, but I said I've got my work cut out for me, and you said more than you know. And so I left the call thinking, I wonder what she knows that I don't. But as I just continued on, it's been wild at how much work I'm doing, and yet how happy I'm doing it, and how thriving my work has been.
So what you're discovering, Nathan, is that the work, there may be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But you're thriving, it's bringing you joy. So does that suggest to you that it's, you know, the right work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a sort of a way of knowing?
Yes.
Because sometimes we can be very busy.
Yes.
And yet not be totally happy. But I'm hearing you say, I love the busyness that I love the things that I'm doing. I may be busy, but I'm really enjoying and feeling very productive. That's great. So let's talk about what this work is that you're doing that's bringing you joy.
Okay. Well, I think that when we had talked about, I haven't talked to you a lot about the consulting assignment I've been doing, but one of the things we talked about last time was what do I need to do to achieve more of a sense of independence?
Within the consulting.
Within the consulting.
Right.
Because
okay.
I've been acting more like an employee and not being able to really act from my center and act in a way that I can best serve myself and best serve them.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote them an email about a week and a half ago, or a week ago. It's all moved pretty quick. And just told them where that I needed to be more, to act more like a consultant, to give them the best service and to be happy with what I'm doing. During the whole process of this, even in the year that I've been here, they've gone from, or I started working with them last November. It was about a 10-person company, $600,000 a year. We're projecting at ending the year at well over $2 million this year. We're signing on a multi-million dollar contract with large organization and large company, and we're tripling the size of the organization in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been what I've liked about that is that I know I've played a critical part in that happening, and I feel good about having done good work for them.
Mm.
And that feels good. A lot of what I've expressed to you is that I don't see my role there being long term.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to get the most out of my experience there before I leave, and feel good about what I'm doing until that point. So once I sent them the letter, like, this is how I'm going to best work for you, it's put me at a whole different level as far as being able to negotiate with them.
Okay, so can I stop you for a sec?
Sure.
First, I want to ask you a question around when you said you don't want to be with them long term.
Okay.
Do you have a time frame? What does that mean to you, long term?
I don't know exactly. It sort of plays into, I want to do the volunteer work I talked to you about in Hawaii.
Right.
And I guess that we don't even need to talk a lot about this other than I have followed through with that opportunity and I've already been accepted into the program.
In Hawaii, the volunteer program in Hawaii?
Yes.
Terrific. Congratulations.
So
good for you.
It's so amazing how it's been on my mind for months and months and months, and then you just put it into action, you know, like act on your intention, and it all happens pretty quickly.
Oh, congratulations. And when you talk about it, you sound so light.
Yeah.
It sounds so joyous.
Yeah.
Oh, Nathan, that's awesome.
I'm going to work in a kitchen chopping vegetables for 30 hours a week, but it's going to give me, it's a 3-month project, and I'll have a lot of time to do my reading and prepare for my next level of coaching.
Great.
And that's how I really view that time.
Now, is this already set up, the time that you're going to be doing that?
So the time I'm going to be doing that is probably going to be either right after Thanksgiving or right at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So I'll basically either do it December, January, February, or January, February,
okay.
March.
So are you looking at that period of time is when you will end your contract?
Well, there's several stages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The
okay.
First stage is ending my contract the way it or reinventing the contract as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Is the first stage, which will happen in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's then defining what I'm going to do between now and the time that I go to Hawaii.
Okay.
And then at that point I'm definitely ending that part of the contract, and whether I do any work for them after I come back from Hawaii, remains to be seen, or I haven't really made a decision on that yet.
Okay. Okay, so you're still not clear about what, you know, long-term necessarily means, but what you have defined is that it's a definite you're going to Hawaii and that you will be there for, is that a 3-month period?
Sorry, can I just disable the call waiting?
Oh, sure.
Okay. It's star 70 on this?
Yeah, what you have to do, Nathan, is you'll have to hang up
and do it over.
Do star 70 and do, yeah.
Would that be good?
Yeah, you probably should do that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do that.
Okay.
Joanne?
Yes, Nathan.
Okay.
Terrific. Okay.
Where were we?
So we were talking about that you, you know, that you're going to be going to Hawaii, and that you're not right now. Your contract will end as it is for that time, for when you go to Hawaii, and then you're not sure whether
I would come back after.
Right.
Right. So the things that are on my mind between now and then, obviously, are renegotiating my contract between now and the time that I leave, determining whether that will be in December, January when I go, and then creating the coaching act, the action steps around my coaching practice that I want to do in the next 4 months before I go to Hawaii to really, you know, keep that thriving as well.
Okay. So I see two things right now that you really want to pay attention to, and maybe this is what you want to talk about today.
Okay.
One is the renegotiation of your contract.
Yes.
And how you want that to look. And you had said that you feel as though you're in a new level to
yes.
do that from. So I'd like to hear about that. And then the other thing that you want to talk about are, what are your next action steps that you can do in terms of your coaching practice
yes.
over the next 4 months before you go to Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's get back to the renegotiation of the contract.
Okay.
You said earlier that you're in a different level.
Yes.
Then, since you've sort of stated to them what your desires are and what you're looking to do.
Yes.
So what's that new level? Where is that? And what is it like?
It's being less emotionally removed from the outcome of what happens there, and yet more interested in the process. So, like, I sat in a 12-hour meeting yesterday where we were planning the whole new organization for the 15 people we have to hire in the next, you know, 3 months, in addition to the 25 that are already there. And I was able to really just speak my mind without being attached to how it was going to affect me and the organization. And I think that it was really helpful for them because they sat through the 12 hours of time and worked through everything we needed to work through to, you know, to get us to next week. And we left the meeting with everything complete. And I knew that I had a key play in making that happen.
You had a key play in that? How,
yeah.
How was that? What was the key play?
The key play is my sense of organization, my sense of not letting, you know, at 1:30 in the afternoon, they made some comment about, well, I may need to do a call for a couple of hours. I said, well, we have another 6 hours of decision making. I said, there's no way we're going to get what we need to get done next week without getting through these decisions. So they realized, you know, it was really important, and I helped them commit to making the decisions that they needed to make. And often in a group of five, which is what this group is,
mm-hmm.
it's difficult for them to all come to an agreement. So by me being able to act as a consultant to them, I'm able to better hold them accountable to making decisions. And that's the place that I've wanted to operate from. When I'm too much in their organization,
mm-hmm.
I don't come from my place isn't as strong. So So I would say it was kind of fun because had we had the meeting a week ago, my name would have been all over this new organization chart, and there would have been all this tension. My name wasn't anywhere on it.
Wow.
So I was able to really, like, help them create the organization without me having to be the center of it, and yet I was very much at the center of helping them make the decision.
It sounds to me like you were acting in a true consultant's role.
I was.
And so that's not what you were feeling before, is that?
No.
Okay. And one, a key thing that you said to me is that you were you found yourself unattached to outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel that that's what put you in that place of being the consultant?
Yeah.
That you were just in the moment of helping them get organized and design the plan to
right.
reach what their goals
right.
are.
Right.
That's how did you get there?
I got there by telling them what was going to work and wasn't work, or what was working and wasn't working in our relationship, and I had to be, how do I say it? I came to just a stronger sense of my own power.
So I'm hearing you say you were completely honest with them prior to this meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what put you in a place of, it sounds like you freed yourself to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And now they're, of course, they don't want me to leave. You know? They're like, and the temptation or they were wanting to almost slot me into this organization chart yesterday.
As one of the employees?
Right.
Okay.
And I stood my ground and said, you know, we'll talk about it later. But there was no way I was going to take that step back yesterday and say, oh, you're really needed here. We better put your name into the chart.
So you know what it sounds like to me, Nathan? That you are totally committed to being yourself and being true to yourself and creating the life that you desire and deserve.
Yes.
And that is contracting when it feels appropriate, but allowing space to do the other things that you want to do, for example, going to Hawaii and to continue to grow your coaching practice.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How does that feel?
Good.
That's terrific. So what can we do to further this?
What do you mean when you say further this, just further this kind of success?
Yes. What are the next steps for you to keep on this track where you are setting the stage all the time for yourself?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Think about that? Okay.
Yeah. The next stage is going to be the next negotiation I have with them. I need to somehow stay firm with my with the roles that I believe I can want to do and not want to do for them.
Okay.
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 Or is there are you thinking there's another way to state that?
No, I think what you're saying is that you want to be clear within yourself what that looks like.
Uh-huh.
And then be honest and clear with the company.
Exactly.
Okay.
At the same time, I want to be flexible to work, not to be a jerk about it either.
Okay. Well, let's first talk about what those roles look like for you so you're clear.
Okay. So
what is the role that you want?
Okay. Do you want me to get nitty-gritty in as far as the specific organizational roles?
No, we're talking about you.
Okay.
Because you, what you said is that you want to stay firm with the role that you play
right.
in this company. And what I'm hearing is you don't want to get sucked into being an employee where, you know, you're one of the group.
Mm-hmm.
That you are enjoying being the consultant, being unattached to outcomes. You feel empowered in that role, and you feel that this is how you can be in best service, not only of yourself, but of the company. Right. Okay. Great. So that sounds to me like the role that you want.
Yes.
Does it look any different than that for you?
No. Other than the challenge in my negotiations is that often what they perceive they need is to fit me back into the organization. Kind of like I told you where I stood my ground yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I'll probably have to stand my ground, in the next few negotiations I have with them.
Okay.
So I guess it's being able to make that determination where if the negotiation is going to work for both of us or when it's time to walk away from the negotiation. Does that make sense?
Okay. So what I'm hearing is that you're a little bit concerned that they may want you there and that that might mean that you wouldn't be able to continue doing consulting work for them. Is there a little bit of fear there?
Just a little bit.
Okay. I heard a little. Okay, great.
I think I have a pretty strong place to negotiate from.
Okay.
But there is a little bit of fear there, and maybe fear that I would give in.
Ah, great identification. All right. You're on to something, Nathan. What would make you give in?
I could say money, but I don't know if that is if that's really true.
Okay.
I've kind of set the stage with them to work full-time or part-time to whatever they need. I think maybe one of the partners that I negotiate with tends to be more manipulative
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, like, he made a statement last week when, after I had sent them the email, he said, I want you to know that we're very committed to you. And I took that kind of two ways. One, great.
mm-hmm.
And then in another way I took, that's also a bit of a manipulative tactic to say that, we're committed to you. Now will you do whatever we want you to do for us?
Well, it sounds like maybe getting clarity on what that means would be helpful to you.
Yeah.
What would you want to ask?
That's a good point. So when maybe it's going back to that partner of the firm and saying, when you say you're committed to me, what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. So can we put that down as one of your next steps?
Yeah.
And what's this partner's name?
Jim.
Okay. So you're going to have conversation with Jim and get clarity on that statement of
right.
we're committed to you.
Right.
Terrific. I think that will be empowering for you. That keeps us out of assumption mode.
Yeah.
And it's a way of alleviating fears.
And it helps. It helps him come to probably further clarity.
Right.
In shaping what working with me to shape what we're going to do together.
Mm-hmm. So is that the place where you think you could sort of, be a little squeamish, might make you cave in?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was another comment yesterday when we were talking about the organization. Just one of those side comments, like, where do you really see yourself here? I mean, do you think that maybe you could see this as an organization that really need someone with your skill set to maybe at least fill in part of your role into this slot, you know, which is one of the slots that I've clearly told them that I'm not going to do.
Mm-hmm. And so
it's kind of like it's this compromise of going back and forth of like, well, if you do, you know, 50% of what we don't want you to, or what you don't want to do, then you can do 50% of what you want to do.
Mm.
And we've kind of been playing that game through, that's the game we played in our first set of negotiations 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay with it then, but I came to the point, you know, 6 months later where, you know, this is the point where I want to make the shift. And so it's just that.
And what's the shift that you want to make, Nathan?
The shift is supporting them that's a good way to put it. The shift is acting in a consultant role to
right.
support them to thrive in their business, not to be a key player in their day-to-day operations and account management.
Okay. So are you prepared? I know that you did, you sent me sort of the first sort of negotiations that you had sent them, you know, your statement, your thoughts, and, you know, how you wanted to proceed. Are you prepared to be more clear about your role as a consultant and just present that, and do you want to do that?
Yes.
Great. So do you want to take some time to develop that, you know, negotiating that contract to present to them?
Uh-huh.
Where you are the consultant that, as in the assessment that you've done with the company, mm-hmm. it sounds like you see pretty clearly organizationally what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you want to make that proposal to them, you know, what their needs are and then what your role is in helping them, you know, obtaining their goals and realizing their needs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
To some extent, I've already done that.
Right.
I guess I could, what I could do is actually rewrite a terms sheet or something like that.
Rewrite the what?
Like a terms sheet
or
a service level agreement
right.
some kind of, you know, make it more formal.
Okay. When you first started with them, did you develop the contract?
I developed the terms and then they sort of inserted it into a, it was a combination.
Okay, great.
Right.
So it sounds to me like it's time for you to develop terms once again mm-hmm. for the next, you know, we're in July.
Oh, 6 months.
Yeah, for the next 6 months.
Right.
Okay. So can I give that to you as, do you want to commit to doing that between
Absolutely.
Now and the next time we meet?
Absolutely. I'm going to do it in the next few days.
Great. Okay, because we're meeting again. We already have our scheduled appointment for the 26th.
Yes.
So I'm just going to put that, I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
And I'll check in with you about that.
Okay.
Great. So you're going to write the terms to contract. As we talk about this, are you feeling more firm about your stand on all of it?
Yes.
Great, because I hear that in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing you say, yes, I'm the consultant. No, I do not want to be sucked into, you know, being an employee there. And that the only thing that you came up with, a couple of things you came up with in terms of maybe little fears was money. But then you said, but I don't really think that's really it. In other words, you know, the money could look really good and it might be hard to turn that away. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, but I think that the money's going to, that we'll make the money look good regardless.
Okay. Correct.
And if it doesn't work, I'll go somewhere else. You know,
that's great.
That's kind of the attitude I've taken. Like we've had a good relationship. There's
mm-hmm.
a spirit of goodwill between us,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not, this is the shift that's happened in the year that I've been, you know, working on coaching and taking the steps I have to, to kind of leave corporate America, and I've come back to it in a sense, but not all the way. I want to work the way that I believe I work best.
Ah, I love what you just said. Let me just say what you just said.
Okay.
I want to work the way I work best.
Hmm.
Do you know exactly what that is? Do you know how you work best?
Yeah, it's abstract, Joanne. It's
it's using your creativity, huh?
It is. It's something I've never. I'll just say it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Any job I've ever had has never. I've never been able to just walk into a job description. Every job I've ever had, I've created in some way, shape, or form.
You've made it work for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And even after we had our 12-hour, you know, exhausting and yet exhilarating meeting yesterday, I walked away from it feeling really good. And I didn't even get a lot of thanks from them, or I don't even know if they know what I offered them, but I know what I offered them, and I know that there were a lot of decisions that were made at that meeting that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have been there, and that I facilitated a way for them to move forward in their business, and I felt really good about that.
Yeah, congratulations, Nathan. That's quite an accomplishment. I mean, it really is, and I hear you feeling good about it.
Yeah.
You realize your skills are becoming even more apparent to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are. And working best, when you say how I work best, I think, let me check in with you on what you mean by that.
Okay.
Working best. Let me ask you, what does that mean to you?
When I say, well, I want to work the way I work best.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I have some creative freedom in steering the ship, in helping to steer the ship, and actually put strategy to action.
Mm. And so
if I'm slotted into a role where I'm just taking what's handed down to me, that's not the way I work best. Some people thrive like that. Some people want that kind of a job. I don't thrive that way.
Mm.
I thrive when I can help shape strategy and put it to action.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm doing for them is they have a lot of strategies that they don't necessarily know how to funnel actions down into the organization, and I'm helping them put action into the organization that's going to support the rapid growth that they're going through.
Mm. And I'm hearing you fully enjoy doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's value here for them, but there's value for you because you're tapping into your gifts and your skills.
Yep.
And I'm hearing you feeling grateful for knowing that about yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Have you ever written about that, what your skills are? Because I know how much you journal, what your gifts are.
I do in different ways, but I would be happy to take on another homework assignment.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, you've been talking a lot about that meeting, and as you talk about it, there feels a completeness here in that you were using a lot of who you are in that meeting, as well as tapping into you know, sort of your higher self, in that you know you're allowing yourself to be not attached to outcome, and you were a free spirit there, but using your creativity as well as your practical side.
Yes.
And the sense have, Nathan, is when you're using all of who you are, mm-hmm. is when you feel at your freest form.
Yes.
So I think that it might be helpful, or I'd love to see you write about, you know, where you feel your freest, what's happening to
okay.
you. Because I'm wondering if we can sort of take that into your coaching practice.
Okay.
Because I think sometimes we avoid going there because maybe we won't be able to have it all there.
Yeah.
And I think that's something you've struggled with a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. So is that something you'd like to take on?
Sure.
Great.
So writing about what my gifts are and how using both my creative and practical side
mm-hmm.
enable me to be all of who I am.
Right, and what that's like for you,
okay.
what that does for you. Because you had said when I'm, you know, something about, you know, being at your best,
right.
when I'm working at my best.
Right.
So it sounds like it's worthwhile for you to really focus on that. What your best is, what it looks like, what is actually happening. You know, almost like, you know, doing the picture of your practice.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how you stated the creativity and practical, like blended those two.
Mm.
That is very much what I have to offer when I'm working with an organization or with executives. I'm able to offer them creative ideas with the ability to translate it into practical action.
Mm-hmm. And so in doing that, you may come up with the terms of your agreement, your contract.
Yeah, that may be a better start before I even come to my contract.
Yeah.
Start
well,
with that. And
right.
Start with my creative part, the way I like to do, that's a process that I like anyway, and then move into my contract after I've written about, you know, my gifts and what my best looks like.
Great.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan.
Great plan.
Terrific. Good. So we sort of complete with, you know, the business part of this company and, you know, your contract and the negotiations and sort of what your next steps are. You feeling complete with that?
I'm feeling really complete with that.
Terrific. We have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you want to, you had said that you really wanted to talk about maybe what your next step would be in terms of your practice between now and over the next 6 months. Things that you might want to do. So why don't you, what thoughts did you have about that? And did you want to talk about that? You said that earlier. You
yeah.
did.
Well, let's maybe just start as an intro into maybe what we could talk about in our next session.
Great.
And maybe there's something I can think or write about between now and then.
Perfect.
I think that I'm thinking about the time that I want to allocate along with and these negotiations that I'm having with my, it's all interrelated because
mm-hmm.
obviously, you know, I may negotiate working 30 hours a week versus the 50 that I'm working.
Okay.
There's sort of the time element, and then there's just some of the specific marketing ideas. And
mm-hmm.
I guess what I thought is that. A lot of the reading that I've been doing that you've encouraged me to do and that
mm-hmm.
has been happening, that's, like I've told you before, that's started enabling me to take action where I've been stalled in taking, you know, practical coaching steps.
Right. So what you've discovered is not only your journaling but also reading.
Right.
Is part of your process of moving forward.
Exactly.
And taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
That's great. That's a great realization, Nathan. So you're still, you know, doing the specific reading every day?
Yep.
Great.
So I'm doing the reading, and so what that's enabled me to do is just start brainstorming and then taking steps like contacting, you know, new organizations and people to try out my coaching. So in a sense, like, I've contacted a community center, I've contacted a coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that maybe for the next 4 months, I'm thinking about just taking the attitude of really having fun with it and just trying out, using it as kind of a testing phase to maybe try out different markets or different concepts with my coaching, and do it a little bit more playfully versus being too business-like about it.
So what I'm hearing you say is, once again, you'd like to do you'd like to take some actions but not be attached to outcomes.
Yeah, I guess that is what I'm saying.
And when you think about your coaching practice, how does it look to you? Do you know?
When I think about it as it is now or as
no,
it is evolving?
Yeah. What it is that you want in a coaching practice?
I want it to be pretty creative. I want it to be a blend of personal coaching, a little organizational coaching,
mm-hmm.
some groups, some
mm-hmm.
different, you know, I
right.
think of it as a is something that's pretty free.
Okay. You know what I think, we're coming up to the end of our time.
Uh-huh.
Would actually writing about exactly what the ideal practice for you looks like be helpful?
And I did that 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it would be good to do it again,
mm-hmm.
and then...
Because I'm hearing different things this time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in terms of knowing what steps need to be taken, we have to first know what is that we want to make manifest.
Right.
So, want to take some time?
Yeah, I like that. Make manifest. That's a good prompt. That'll be a good prompt.
So, okay, so maybe I want to say it this way to you. What is it that you want to make manifest right from that place? In your coaching practice.
I like it.
Great. Good. So that's helpful?
Yep.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, Nathan, you really accomplished a lot today. How are you feeling about what happened?
I like the approach, which is exactly what I wanted to get out of this session, because when I started, I told you I'm in the middle of a lot of action.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really good pause in all of the action to take a breath,
mm-hmm.
like we started out with,
mm-hmm.
And sort of reassess everything and have a good footing to take my next set of actions. And I think that the actions that we came up with are going to be really helpful, both from a creative and a practical point of view.
Great. I want to leave you with this.
Okay.
Because you just said, you know, that there's a lot of action going on and that you found it helpful to sort of stop and take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be mindful of when you're feeling a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
That just stopping for even 5 minutes and taking a breath is a way of recentering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I want to check in with you about that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So when you're feeling sort of the craziness, and it can be fun crazy too.
Yeah.
But what you've just told me is just really just taking that breath got you centered to go forward.
Yeah, actually, quickly, in the middle of our meeting yesterday, I just stopped everyone. I said, do you know what? I need to go take a 10-minute walk.
Good for you.
And it really, like...
Good for you.
It got me... It enabled me to continue on with the meeting. So I may need to do a little 10-minute walk every day.
Yeah, and just be mindful of it. It might be something that you just want to write down and
yeah.
sort of have in front of you.
Okay.
You know, breathe.
Yeah.
As a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you, Joanne.
Oh, thank you, Nathan. Great work. You worked hard. So when you leave here today, I want you to breathe a little bit more and pat yourself on the back and remember to continue taking good care of yourself.
Great.
Okay? Thanks, Nathan.
All right.
I will be speaking with you on the 26th.
Perfect.
All right. You take care.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Nathan. Bye-bye.